I'll be one. Good morning and welcome. Welcome to the Great Awakening. We are here for the Great Awakening meditation and visualization, and it is day 12. And I'm so delighted that you're still here. How fun is that? So we've got a little bit of petering off here, and that's understandable. But some people are sharing with me that they are choosing to find a different time during the day rather than the one that we're doing live, and that's totally okay, because as you've probably figured out by now, the replays are just as powerful as the live sessions here. So I'm just really honored that you're here, and if you're listening on the recording afterwards, I'm honored that you're here for that, because I believe that we are making a difference. My belief is that when we take the time to remember who we are and move into that beautiful silence and claim our connection to spirit and bring that energy into our life, we're bringing a little bit more of heaven to earth every single day. And it not only enhances our life, it enhances everyone's life. And of course, what we've been playing with is a lot of what if, and this is a system of meditation that I was given a little over a year ago from spirit, from insight that came through and guidance that came through. It was a beautiful divine impulse that came through, I am pulse, and the idea is to get straight into the stillness. You know, I had a belief in the past about time, that I didn't have time to do these kind of things, and that's an illusion, because as we create space in our field of being, when we're in that beautiful meditative space, we're actually creating more space, and space is related to time. So if we're creating more space, we're actually creating more time. I know that sounds a little weird, but it was proven to me one time when I was in my late 20s and I was driving a 4.5-hour trip, and I got there in 2.5 hours, and I wasn't too much over the speed limit. So I was right at the speed limit. I usually tend to drive a little over the speed limit, but not by much. And that was impossible. There's no way that could have happened. I've done that trip dozens and dozens of times, and there's no way that could have happened. And so ever since that, it was one of those template moments. Many of you have probably had those, where you have this moment in time where it's like, whoa, something just happened that was different. And we get to know for sure that that we are creative, that we are powerful, that time and space are malleable. And so when we move into the meditative space, we are actually creating more space, which is more time. And so this system of meditation was perfect, because my mind thought I didn't have time. I knew at a soul level that I had lots of time. So we met in the middle and created this wonderful what-if scenario that puts us straight into stillness, straight there. So most of the time it takes, I don't know, 15 to 20 minutes to get into stillness, and then you've got about 10 minutes of stillness. So with this method that we've been using, you get straight into the stillness. And when you get straight into the stillness, I'm putting, for those of you watching the video, I can't see the comments. I have to put my glasses on to see the comments. And I wanted to look at the comments to make sure that everything was working well. So, and again, when we get into that stillness so quickly, we're able to then accelerate the whole meditation process. Kind of cool, huh? So let's dive in, shall we? Let's do that. And today, we're going to play with really a visualization for our life and the planet. I hope you enjoyed the Planet of Love yesterday. It did go a little bit long, but I think it was worth it, because I feel a little different today. I hope you do too. If you didn't do day 11, that was really powerful. Okay, let's dive in. So everyone just take a moment right here and feel the moment. And again, we're going to play What If. And what if for those of you who are new to this, for me, it just detours straight around the gatekeeper of the mind. It just detours straight around the mind saying, no, 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 new is bad, unknown, bad. So, or any other reason why the mind would stop the stillness, which it would, because, you know, oftentimes we've been running away from things most of our life, especially things that happen in childhood. And the stillness can sometimes be a little intimidating. So the mind is trying to protect us by not going there. And yet we now know by day 12 here that stillness is the most important place, so powerful. And we can now invite the mind in with us. So the what if allows us to detour around that default amygdala-driven, that's a part of the brain, the instinct part of the brain to say, no, nothing new, no stillness, no. So it goes straight around that and gets us straight into the stillness in a way that allows the mind to be willing to do it with us. So we're going to do that right now. What if right now we were in the moment, in this very prescient moment of now? What if that were true? What do you think that might feel like? If we were in the prescient moment of right now, what do you think that might feel like if it were true? Just feel a moment. And then shine the light of consciousness on it, which means awaken it and ignite it even more by describing what it feels like to be there. So, excuse me. Apologies. What's it like? What if I were in this moment, in this prescient moment of right now? What if that were true? What do you think that might feel like if that were true? And then describe it. What's it like to be in the moment? And if you don't like what if, that's okay. You can use I am in the moment. Just claim it. And you can use both of those together too, if that works for you. I am in the moment. What if I were in the moment and that were completely true? What might that be like? There we go. There's a nice shift that just happened there. Beautiful. And now we're going to go deeper. We're going to go into the center of our soul. And so if you have a way to get there, use that. You can go deep you can take the elevator that's in the middle of your brain and take it deep and deep and deep and feel yourself relaxing as you get there. You can feel the elevator going through the wormholes and eventually ending up in the sacred chamber, which is also the center of your soul. Or you can just move into the center of your soul. Whatever works for you, use it. And as we move into that center of our soul place, we notice the stillness, the beautiful stillness here. Does that feel true? We notice that zero point energy. We notice the divine neutrality. We notice the pure energy of safety that is here. Does that feel true? That's it. Oh, that's lovely. And as you're in that beautiful stillness, in that center point of your soul, and in the pure neutrality, in the quiet, yeah, just notice that your body is relaxing more and more and more. Does that feel true? You can feel your tongue getting heavy in your mouth, your jaw releasing. The muscle between the temple and the jaw kind of softens and lengthens. You can feel your whole face just relaxing. As you stand in the center of your soul in the stillness, you can feel the neck muscles releasing as the face releases. The shoulders and the arms now release. And the breath comes easily as the chest opens up and the shoulder blades roll down the back. Yeah. That's it. Excuse me. And we just notice the stillness and the quiet that's here. We notice our body relaxing and our thoughts quieting. Does that feel true? Well, what's that like? What's it like to have your physical body relaxing, your emotions softening, and your mind quieting? What's that like? And then we bring in a noticing of our connection to spirit, to soul, to our higher self over soul, to the part of us that lives in the infinite and eternal. And as we notice that connection, it's as if the bandwidth of our connection, the capacity grows, and we feel even more deeply connected. Does that feel true? And if it is true, what's that like? What's that like to feel that connection to divinity, to your divine essence? And it's as if that divine essence is now being kind of brought into our conscious attention, and it's as if it's metaphorically being drawn in, drawn down, if you will. So we are literally bringing heaven to earth in this moment. That pure, divine neutrality and stillness and quiet is being brought now out into the center of our soul. It's always been there. It's just being brought into a more conscious understanding. Does that feel true? That's it. And we can feel our body relaxed. We can feel our minds quieting. We can feel our emotions quieting as well. We can feel ourselves in this special place of really deep safety. We notice that the space around us is expanding. And as that space expands and fills with the potency of infinite, eternal, divine energy, the borders and the boundaries of our universe, of us, actually start to get stronger and more flexible, creating this beautiful, self-contained, and very safe environment. It's as if these are the boundaries are now in a state of power, even when we are in the deep stillness. So we are very, very protected in this space. Does that feel like that's true? That as we enhance our connection to spirit, which is enhancing our very power, that there's this beautiful potency building in our field of being in this space. And that potency creates a natural protection. Does that feel true? And so we're super safe here. We're safe just by being us. We are safer just by being us. Does that feel true? Oh, there we go. There's a nice shift there. And now we're going to move into the silence, into the quiet. If at any time your mind intervenes or comes up with some thoughts, it's okay. You can just invite your mind into the quiet. Join me in the quiet, beautiful mind. You can actually speak to your mind and acknowledge it and say, I understand that you have a really good reason for feeling the way you're feeling and interjecting the way that you're interjecting. I get it. And yet, I've got this, and I'm in the quiet, and I am inviting you to join me. I'm inviting you to join me. And if it keeps happening, which it often does, just say, quiet, stillness. You can claim it, as we are going to do right now. I am quiet. I am stillness. I am pure divine neutrality. I am neutral. I am the quiet. I am the stillness. I am the neutrality. And my mind is welcome to join me in that. And we're moving into the silence now, and we just ask this final question. What if my mind could be in pure stillness and quiet? What if it could join me in this beautiful, safe place? What if that were true? What might that be like? And we're moving into the silence now. Beautiful. And bring your attention into the sacred chamber. And just notice the stillness here. Notice the purity of the space. Notice the expansion of your power. Does that feel true? And just notice, you can ask into, if there's a message here for you. There's direction or guidance, or some new discernment that is coming through, or an inspiration, or an impulse. I am pulse that is coming through the connection that you now have with the infinite eternal that you have brought in. And if there isn't, that's totally okay. Part of the message for many are receiving is just the silence, is the void. And within that void is a powerful place of preparation. That's it, yeah. So just feel and notice what all that feels like. If there is a message, receive it. Message might come in the form of a symbol, a gift, words, songs, scrolls, gems, energy, light, whatever it is for you. Trust what you're receiving. And don't think about it too much. Don't let your mind interact with that too much. Just receive what it is. Just receive it. You're getting a message in exactly the form that you need, exactly the way that your physical, emotional, and mental bodies are needing it at this moment. So just trust what you're receiving and trust if you're not receiving anything. That's it. Beautiful. Now we're going to do a little visualization. And we're just going to stand in that center point, feel that stillness, know that stillness. And we have this opportunity right now. I'm kind of listening to guidance where they want to take us with this. To take this vibration, this energy that we've created as a group here. There's hundreds of us on the live between the two simulcasts of audio and Facebook Live video. And then there's thousands that are listening afterwards. So we take that group energy that's been created, it's like a matrix, and we are using it to enhance the field right now. And so what we're going to place in that enhanced field is a vision of a world that is different, slightly different than the one that we have now, a world where there's more kindness, a world where there's and there's tons of kindness in the world already. There really is tons of it. There's way, 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 probably 1,000 to 1 more good news happening on the planet in terms of kindness and loving support than any of the media is portraying. So what we're going to envision now, that the kindness is expanding. And it's expanding in every heart right now. We're just watching it, witnessing it. And by bringing our attention to it, it expands. Does that feel true? And we watch as it creates this nuanced transformation, subtle transformation around the globe, where the people who are influencers start to open their heart a little bit because there's a sense of safety in the kindness and the love that is spreading on the planet. And we created a beautiful start to that when we went to the planet of love and brought that energy back here. And now we're expanding it. We're witnessing that those who are producers and directors in the news start to question the current state of broadcasting and start to make some subtle, nuanced changes and add really great content, start to see good news. And those that are watching start to turn away from that news that is always intense and turbulent. And people start to turn away from that and really start seeking goodness and really start seeking that energy of love and light. They actually want that. They don't want to watch that other stuff anymore. And so we just witness this. We're just witnessing our attention being pulled in that direction, and we're watching that there's an influence that's happening that's gentle and loving. And it's just a trend, if you will, of love, a trend of kindness, and a trend of people wanting more of that and more and more and more. We make a huge difference by the choices we make each day in our economy and the economy of love. We make a huge difference. The fact that Wonder Bread put bran back in their bread about 15 years ago was an indication of how powerful we are. The fact that organic food is far more available speaks to how powerful we are. And so when we bring that same energy of intention now into an energetic field and know that we pay attention to love and that makes a difference, we know that that's influencing in this moment. We just visualize now that influence growing. We see it. We see that influence growing. We see the world changing. We see that people's hearts are opening. That we see that there's a measure of safety that is expanding. We see that there is more kindness growing, that there is more love growing. We just notice this. We watch it. We witness it. We see it. And through our seeing it, it is so. Does that feel true? And so we watch how these subtleties maneuver their way into the hearts and minds of all of these beautiful humans on this planet. And we simply say to all these humans, I love you. I see you and I love you. I see your kind heart and I love you. I know that there were things that happened to you that had you create coping mechanisms that were and survival mechanisms that were about you, and that's understandable. And yet I also see your big, beautiful, generous heart. And we see all these beautiful hearts around the planet being seen right now. And we watch as there's an expansion that is happening. Does that feel true? And now we take it into the future in about 3 to 5 years. And we just put ourselves into this future timeline. Just pretend that you can do that. And know that from this moment, there's been this awakening, there's been this expansion, there's been more kindness, there's been more love. There's been an expansion of this and a conscious expansion of it through moments like this that happen over and over and over and over again. And it's about 5 years from now. That's what it is. It's 5 years from now. And our world is different. Does that feel true? That there is more kindness. There's still the very... there's still a minority of people who are working that through at a soul journey that are still creating some karma, and some people came onto this planet to be that catalyst for others. So that it's not gone, but there is far more expression of peace and kindness, and the media is expressing peace and kindness, and there's been a shift. And it's 5 years from now. I want you to notice what it feels like. Right? And this is a meditation and visualization. This is not a prayer circle. So we're just really seeing it. We are seeing this beautiful vision of a world change through simple acts of kindness and love and an opening towards that. And 5 years from now, look around. What's the world like? It's a lot like that planet, isn't it? It's a lot like that planet of love that we just experienced, isn't it? And love, this power of love and kindness, it impacts the physical body. It creates wholeness and health and vibrancy. It impacts the economy. It creates this beautiful balancing of the economy where more and more people are receiving. Does that feel true? Notice what it feels like in 5 years. Notice what it feels like. Picture it, see it. And through that vision, notice what it feels like to be living in that world. What does that feel like in your physical body? What kind of thoughts does your mind have? What kind of emotions are you feeling and expressing 5 years from now in a world that has changed, that is kinder and way more loving, way kinder? And the media is delivering very, very different content as a result. There's a demand for content of kindness and love. Does that feel true? And what's that like? What's that like? There we go. There's a nice shift happening here. And just see that. Feel what it feels like to live in that world. What's that like? To live in that world of kindness and love. You turn on the TV, you see kindness and love being expressed there. The food has grown with kindness and love. The infrastructure has changed to a more balancing that runs from kindness and love. What's that like to live in that world? And we know that that world started right here in this moment through our envisioning from our place of power, from the stillness, from our connection to divinity, that it starts right now. And the actions we take from this beautiful energy today onward. The thoughts that we have now, and we have an unkind or violent thought, it's okay, but we notice it now. And we choose in elegance and grace and freedom to shift that moment. If we're triggered and angry, we acknowledge it, we feel it consciously, and then we choose to consciously finish and complete the feeling and move our attention to love and kindness. Shift our own vibration to that, which is actually creates physical healing, creates a field that is open to receive abundance. Does that feel like that could be true? Even if it's an inkling of a possibility of a maybe, that is enough. That is enough. Yeah. Yeah. Christine shared that the world is filled with faith and trust. That's right. That's what love creates. That's what kindness creates, faith and trust. Beautiful, Christine. Thank you for noticing that. There we go. There's a nice shift here. Beautiful. So we just move back into the center of your soul. Move back to that place and just feel what it feels like today. It feels a little different, doesn't it? Every day it feels a little different. Every day we're layering in and layering in and layering in this beautiful frequency and this new vision of what's possible. That's it. And that new frequency actually creates an opening for vitality, health, and wholeness, alignment, and balance, for safety, for abundance and prosperity. And when you're ready, open your eyes to this world that we are creating through love, through kindness, through allowing, through acknowledging, through being. Thank you so much for being part of this beautiful meditation and visualization. If any of you who are on Facebook have not yet registered, you're welcome to do that by going to meditationvisualization.com/daily shift, meditationvisualization.com/daily shift. And if you'd like, you can upgrade to own at any stage in time. You'll own the MP3 audios to download them. You'll own transcripts, which are done within 24 hours every day. And you'll also be able to participate in the Healathon that's coming at the end. We don't know when the end is because we're doing this until the stay-at-home orders end. But we'll be gathering together in a small, intimate group, and you'll be able to raise your hand and work with me directly, and I can do some healing work with you. So thank you for being part of this. Your contribution is noted by Divinity. Definitely. Wow, I've never said that before, but it is. It's noted. It's definitely noted. I thank you. I love you. And I will see you all for day 13 tomorrow. Bye-bye, everyone.